All systems are go.
All right, baby.
Here we go.
Coming from the heart of the Poconos.
Hit it.
You're tuned in to the Honk Smartphone News Radio Weekend Remix.
Hi, this is DJ Hawk coming from the heart of the Poconos. This is your interview with Crew, and I'm waiting for him to log in and be able to talk to him. And we are going to have some of his music. We got just was able to get our copies of the clean versions, because as this is a family-oriented show, we are trying to keep it PG-13 as much as we can. Yes. Well, speaking of the devil, the calls are coming in now. Let me check this message out here. Okay, I'm going to get his phone number and then I'll call him. I get his number. Okay. Just give me a second. He'll definitely be on the show, because I've been waiting for this. And one thing, these songs are really good. He's not a bad artist. Let me read here. He's from Harris County, originally from Houston. And his roots is from Cameroon, a country in Central and West Africa. I moved to Maryland. So it's going to be an interesting interesting interview. If you want to call in, it's 619-393-2902. Again, 619. Okay. I got his number, so stand by. We're going to be calling him. Okay. And
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 240-515-1218 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay. I got a interesting. I'll try once more.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 24.
Okay, his line's busy. So, give me a second. I'll get him. Okay. All right. Now, let me try her again. Oh, that's a typical show for me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 24051.
Okay, how this is going to be interesting. All right, well, we're going to go to a song right now, and then we're going to get you into it. But, oh, yeah, we just got some new PSA drops. and hopefully they came in. Let me check her out. This is from Wounded Warrior program.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
And that's one thing I can say, hoorah, to our veterans. And we got a hold of them, finally. Crew, you there?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? What's happening?
How you doing? Just ran a small advertisement while I was trying to get you online. But that was one thing. We're here at the Hawk. I'm a veteran myself. And we're real big on helping out the other veterans out there that need us, and as you know. And next week, I've got a big thing going on. I'm going to Paris Island to film the new recruits coming into basic training.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be interesting.
Good, yeah.
Did you do any service?
No, I didn't. I actually thought about it, though, when I was, 18. When I was 18, I thought about going to the Army, took the ASVAB and everything, took the physical, and I just kind of, I don't know what came over me, man. I was like, nah, I ain't doing this. And it was right before, it was, 3 years before, what happened in 9/11. I don't know.
Oh.
Should have, I think.
Well, hey, I won't put you down. You tried and everything. But nowadays, a lot of stuff that's going on, I at least you tried, and that's one thing. I can't put anyone down for at least trying. And I was looking at your bio here. I got in front of me, and I noticed they stated you're from Africa.
Yep. Well, my dad. Yeah, my folks. My folks, I was born in Houston, came up in PG County, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The one thing, what type of rapper are you? Are you more city, urban, or Christian type rap? What type of rap?
Well, I'm an urban artist. More like a street artist, like a street rap type thing.
Okay.
Underground / street rap.
That's one thing. There's a lot of different versions now with the genres and stuff. It's crazy. It's there's version under versions. And how do you try to remember all this? I just came home. And I got my hair cut. I had to get my high tie for going down there. And right across the road, Gray Chevrolet, they're having a special. They're doing a thing for the local softball team. And they let one of the students bring in his audio gear and started playing it. And I went over there and I was like, hey, if you need help or anything, give me a holler. I can help you out. Because of the music he was playing was right off Pandora. I was like, man, I notice a lot more DJs are doing that. Like the self-made DJs, you're using Pandora or other programs. Oh, I forget.
Spotify. They got Spotify. It's like another program. It's just like it's like a streaming site. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Spotify. That's when.
And
it's
now, Samsung just came out with one, with the new S5s. And you wouldn't believe the capabilities of the new S5 phone. I just have to run my finger across. I don't even have to put a password in anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's so many things out there as far as that is concerned. There's a lot out there, you know, streaming sites, YouTube, SoundCloud, and all that, you know, people use and stuff. There's a lot out there.
On your wraps. Do you make your own wraps? Are somebody gives you an idea and then you go on from there? Do you write your own, or does somebody else do that for you?
Yep, I write 100% of everything I ever put out.
Well, if say somebody is interested in giving you an idea, how would they be able to get a hold of you or contact you?
Oh, they can contact, there's a lot of ways to contact me, through my email, through Twitter, Facebook. I can list them out.
Yeah, that'll make it easier for them to contact you if they wanted you in advance, or even to see if you'd be willing to do a gig or something.
Okay. My Twitter handle was twitter.com/FRUISH. E-R-E, that's Fru is Here. And on Instagram, it's the same thing, Fru is Here. And Facebook.com/FruMusic. And my email is FRUDADON@yahoo.com. You can reach me on that, too.
And also, if anyone's interested in tuned in to the show, you can also contact us here at The Hawk. All they need to do is type in The Hawk, S-N-R, or NHCBBA. They're both our domain names and Twitter accounts. They're all of it's the same. And even our Skype number, you just type in NHCBBA and be able to get a hold of us. How long have you been singing or rapping?
I've been rapping about 9 years.
And as you said, may I ask you, can you give like a estimate on your age? A lot of people don't like really talking about it. I know that, especially.
Oh, I have no problems talking about my age. I'm 33.
Okay, so you're a fairly older rapper. You don't hear that much anymore.
Oh, you don't. Well, as a matter of fact. You do hear that, but some people just, you know, they don't talk about their age like you just said. Some people hide it, you know. I'm not one of those artists that's going to hide who I am as a person, you know, or what is in my background. I'm not going to hide anything, none of that, you know.
Yeah, like 50 Cent or even Pitbull that's out there, the mainstreamers.
Right, those guys are fairly, you know, older than I am, and I'm sure they don't talk about their age all the time, you know, in certain interviews and stuff.
Well, I'm 41, going on 42, so I know how it is. And sounds crazy. Every time I ask that somebody tells me if I've been overseas, I say I've been to Korea, and they look at me like, huh? And a lot of people don't realize Korea is still considered an act of war. They still send troops over there, and we do a year tour over there, and I was less than a mile from the DMZ, so that was a little little scary. I couldn't take my family because I was so close to the North Korean line.
Yeah.
But I noticed here, he was saying, one of the questions I wanted to definitely ask you, who influenced you to become a musician? It's like, it was a family members, or was it something that you did while I was in school that helped you become what you are today?
Yeah, it was part. It was just me as a fan of rap music, as a fan of hip hop. You know, that's what really influenced me, just listening to a lot of rap music. And after a while of doing that, I just figured, I was like, you know, I fell in love with the art, so I was like, maybe I want to try to do this and see, you know, if that works out. You know.
And a lot of the newer ones, not like the older that don't take it the wrong way, but the gangster rap were into gangs and stuff like that. I notice a lot of the newer rap today is more on like the story of what they went through or how they became a famous or a new person from the city. And
yeah,
I notice a lot more like that. And there's now even Christian rap, where they sing about God.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christian rap out there. You know, you got Lecrae. There's a bunch of Christian rap artists out there, you know. But, you know, like you said, you know, everybody raps about their own background, their own personal history. You know what I'm saying? If you were born into the church and you grew up as a Christian and you were church going and stuff like that, yeah, I would expect you to be a Christian rapper. But, you know, I didn't exactly come up in a good environment, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's depending on the area you live. And there are some of these guys, I'm sorry to say it that way, but the ghetto parts of Philly or Newark or even Trenton, New Jersey. But now they made a living, and they're gone to college. They left that, and they like these guys that were in the gangs and went to the military to clean themselves up, and now they're captains. And if they stayed where they were in the hometown, they would probably have been dead with some type of gang initiation or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Well, the gang activity is still going on. That's not dead completely. There's still gangs out here. You know, as a matter of fact, there probably are more gangs than it was back then, I would think. You know, some people
definitely
are creating their own new gangs.
Yeah,
so,
there's different types of gangs, different names for them.
Down
towards the south, they're dealing the drug cartel and stuff like that. That's crazy. But, now there's even that one that you just talked about, a military group, because he didn't want to be part of their group, killed them, his girlfriend and him, because he left their group.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter what race, what color of your skin. We're all bleed red. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, we sure do.
And the way I look at it is the only reason there's different colors on our skin, it's different parts of the world that they were from. And they could be from a hotter area where the darker skin is able to handle the sun. And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's one thing. I never put down anyone for what they look like. When I was stationed in Korea, if I wasn't married, I would have probably married a South Korean girl. There was one that her family was forcing her. No, well, this female, her family was forcing her to do stuff that she didn't want to do.
Oh, okay.
And
hey man, they're pretty hot too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I like Asian women. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
Well, one thing is that dealing with them, they're a totally different culture. The family stays together.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The family stays together, and they take care of the older members of their family. Like here, the minute they turn 18, they're gone. They don't care what happens to their parents. Over there, the younger teenagers are making money to support their grandfathers, their grandmothers.
Yeah.
I seen a home that had 15 people in it. And
wow.
And one thing, if you're ever overseas and you want to walk into a person's home, and if you don't take your shoes off, you're disgracing the family.
Damn, that's something new. I didn't know that.
What it is, it's they you walk in, they have flip-flops and stuff like that when you walk into a home. If you're walking in with
right.
your shoes on, that's just considered disgracing their family. Or even if you don't bow to them, when they bow to you, then that's like saying hi, hello, goodbye, and like something like that. But if you don't
Damn.
Bow to them, it's like you're saying, who cares about you?
Man, so I guess you got to learn the culture before you go over there, right? Like, you know, I'm sure they do understand that you're not from their culture, so they don't actually, you know,
yeah,
take it personal.
Do.
I don't think they would take it personal.
Well, the one thing is I learned was Mama Son, Papa Son, Adashi, and Ajma. Papa Son, Mama Son is mother, father. Adashi,
mm-hmm.
Ajma. Adashi is sir. Ajma is ma'am. And
yeah.
It's like, I say, thank you, Ajma. And then I bow to her, and she just grinned from ear to ear and gave me a hug and said, thank you. And she spoke in English, but I still respected her. And the funniest thing was them telling me, I went to a little restaurant in North Korea, right close to the
mm-hmm.
DMZ, and she goes, oh, this is mild. There's no spice to it, ramen noodles of their version. And ends up being ramen noodles with kimchi in it.
What in it?
Kimchi. It's like cayenne pepper with regular pepper and other spices.
Oh, that sounds cool. It sounds tasty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just say is I drank a gallon of water afterwards because I couldn't feel my tongue.
Oh, it was pretty spicy. It was hot, right?
Oh, hell yeah! If you ever want to try it, what it is, it's kimchi is actually a fermented cabbage with their spices in it, and they don't have refrigeration a lot of the homes. So what they did is they buried their food in a preservative with salt and other spices so it don't go bad. And they bury it for about a month below the in the cool area of the ground where they go like 4 feet down where it's real cool and it won't destroy it. And then they, after a month, they bring it up and it's a fermented cabbage and it's like really good, but if they make it the right way, it's very hot. If you live in Texas, it's similar to the Texan hot food.
Oh, okay. I guess I can get that. You know, I'm pretty much. I mean, I like hot food. You know what I'm saying? I like hot food.
Okay.
I
got a couple of your songs. Just so you know, they are radio edited. So at least they.
Yes, I did.
I made sure
I sent you those.
Well, I greatly appreciate it because of dealing with. I work with. I let children listen to my shows and stuff. I'm trying to upload it. I have a question. What made you come up with these particular songs? What else is new is the one song?
Okay, what else is new is just basically, you know, after, when I was a little younger, I used to party a lot. I used to party a lot and, you know, I used to drink a lot, you know, and I used to smoke a little weed a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I had no direction in my life. I could put it that way. I had no, I wasn't pursuing anything. I was just, you know, living fast. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking, okay, other than doing that, outside of that, it got to be something else in life, you know? And there's a lot of young people that go through that where they can't figure out, you know, where to go at, you know, as far as pursuing a career or going back to college if you dropped out of college and getting into some type of lane or something. So I figured, like, if I made a song, you know, that might speak on issues like that, just, like, trying something new. What else is new? Like, what else is new that I can pursue? What else is new that I can do and try to get something better out of life besides partying and drinking and just acting crazy as a young person? You know what I'm saying? That's how I came up with that song.
Okay, well, yeah. Can you introduce the song and we'll go right into it?
All right, here goes the song, What Else Is New, performed by me, Fru. Let me check it out.
Do we understand that the system is hustling backwards?
Up goals and achieving, same routine repeating. Now that I feel that we even, while we just beefing, dollars accumulating, could up my concentration, not even with annihilation. Lost a lot of friendships, lost a lot of patience, cause I hate waiting. Say I don't care, with a shell case could have killed one of you, but that's another conversation. It's funny how you die for everything you love and live for everything you hate. Having morals and principles and a quiet taste. Jealousy gotta be airborne, I pray for him. Might as well put a cape on, a fly for him. Trying to be politically correct and put the mask on. How long do I gotta flex on him? What a treacherous lifestyle, slick and fake smiles. Everybody group for the chase now.
I'm a smoker.
Coca-Cola going 10 rounds, break bread with my closest pals. It's mean thing across the hall, talking about she love my style. Back shots of fellatio, what's next now? I been there, I done that, pathetic how it sounds. Bathroom stall, came twice, how about another round? But she kept sniffing coke up off the ground. Damn, she must be from out of town. I ain't even impressed, if that even counts. I'm just thinking about my mama and the problems, and the itty-bitty fact that I can't solve them. Lord knows it's so hard not to be a criminal with all respect. It's your visuals. See, I was smart enough to see through the foolery. Think you're losing me, now you're losing you.
I'm a smoker, gay, what else?
Station.
I listen to it all day, every day.
I am so there.
Pop music.
Reputation for popular music.
All the hits and more.
Oh, so exciting.
More. Okay, you tuned in to the interview with Crew. I just want to say you just heard one of his songs, What Else Is New. And you there, crew?
Yeah, I'm here. And it's crew, too. Just like crew, not crew.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. And I just was saying, I noticed that you were, that you had a couple unfortunate occurrences that would that happened in your past, and that they stated that you had to relocate because of the stuff that was going on.
With family members and stuff.
Is there, would you be willing to talk a little bit about it? I'm not, if you don't like talking about it, then that's totally fine.
Okay, I can just give like a little, I'm not going to go too much into detail, because I still have to deal with those people.
Oh, I understand, yeah. And it's like, originally when me, before my mom passed away, I used to never get along with my father. And since my mom had cancer, me and my father got a lot closer. I came home from Korea, and the military relocated me from Korea to the recruiters in Pennsylvania. And I was told I had to be at the hospital with my mother when my father was at work. And then when my father came home, then I got released. And they actually had a sign-in sheet and verified by a nurse that I was there and all that. And I actually was on a duty station. My duty station was the hospital from the military.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was the one thing I could say that the Army was good. When I got the Red Cross from them, I was 3 days out of Korea and home by plane. And it was really... The one thing I could say that was something good about them, but I know how it is dealing with after something goes wrong, then it's hard to come back from that, and sometimes it leaves a dirty taste in the mouth.
Yeah, it was just I was living with a family member, and I just got kicked out, thrown in the streets, and I just couldn't figure out how to live on my own. I was really young, you know what I'm saying? Fairly young, 17, 18. So ever since then, I've been on my own. So, you're right. I really couldn't talk that much about it on air, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, it was just you ended up with the wrong crews, and they told them it was them or the family.
As far as the crews, I think that was something on my part. That was something that I got into just because, you know, I was trying to make a couple of dollars just to live, you know what I'm saying? I got homeless a couple of times off because of this, and I had to live, you know, so I did some stupid things. I made some stupid decisions like any young kid would do, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I started seeing the other side of the world, you know what I'm saying, like figuring out how to basically become a man as a child. You know what I'm talking about? Like
grow up.
Right, right. I kind of grew up really fast. You know what I'm saying? So
basically,
you
turned from a 17-year-old to a 30-year-old in days.
Exactly. And a lot of kids go through this. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what I bring in my music, you know, that's what I can offer to hip-hop music, because it's something that's not talked about a lot in hip-hop music, and all we talk about in hip-hop music is constant bragging of how many women we have and how many cars we have.
I can make you a suggestion.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Why don't you make a song for exactly like that? You go from that trouble stage and realize that if they want to go the wrong way, you end up certain way. Then if you go the correct way, and that means you could be a successful person.
Yeah, and I have a project in the works while I'm doing that right now. I'm making a whole album about stuff like that.
Well,
see, that's
crazy. I just thought of it myself, and then you already had it.
Yeah, I'm making a whole album about stuff like that. And some of the songs, you know, you, at the end of the day, you have to create interest. And it's kind of hard to create interest with a sob story. You understand what I'm saying? You probably have to start off with a little mainstream type music.
You need to get them to like you and get them to hear you and know you. And then
you start introducing yourself, your actual self and your actual background through your music, you know.
Like Taylor Swift is doing.
Right, exactly. And I think it's not just for hip hop artists, like you just said, Taylor Swift did it. A lot of people went that route to introduce themselves, you know, when you have to get to a certain level before people are, you know, willing to listen to your actual, you know, background. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. With me, I'm trying to get somebody to come up with a song what I basically came home to from Korea and find my ex with more than one people that I found out she was cheating on me while I was stationed in Korea.
Oh, man.
And
that'll be incredible, man.
Well, it's a long story. Basically, I was I had no vehicle, and I was stranded at the airport when I came home to the States.
Wow.
And the airport paid for my taxi to get home so I can get my car.
Wow, that is crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
I don't know if you'd be interested in hearing it, but it's up to you. But I'll be willing
to hear it. I would like to hear it.
But it's dealing with it. A lot of these people don't realize what us guys go through. Also, ladies, right now, I don't know if you watched the last episode of NCIS on CBS this past Tuesday.
No, I didn't catch it, but I might go back and look at it, you know.
Well, it was about a female officer on a Navy ship, and she was raped.
Wow.
And there's a lot more women getting raped. There's a study that they did, and there's at least known of 300 women being raped while overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are just the reported ones. And a lot of these women are so tight and scared that they could lose their commission that they will not report it.
You know, stuff like that, you know, I think that needs to be talked about a lot more.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the reason I just talked to the recruiters here, and they want me to do an interview with one of the local recruiters after I get back from Paris Island on this coming week. I'm going leaving at 0500 here in the Poconos and getting down there by noon in Savannah, Georgia. The funniest thing is that's where my old duty station was. I went to Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Okay.
One of the things I noticed here that you were, as you said, you were homeless, and what I want to say is I applaud you for coming from that point and making yourself successful and bringing yourself back to the right way, and I just want to say congratulations on doing this.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
It shows a lot on you, that how much you were dedicated to what you're doing and getting yourself back into a good, healthy area. It says here that you did open mics within Washington, D.C., the metro area.
Yeah, I did a lot of performances like open mics are basically like you know, some of these venues, they have like showcases that, you know, you can, as an independent artist or just an artist that needs some type of startup, you know, some type of exposure, you know, they have these showcases where you go
like,
and get
like
you
the
perform
coffee shop
song.
Too.
Yeah. They had a lot of those in D.C., and that's where I started. Actually, we started in the streets. It's, you know, like, it's this thing called battle rap. I'm sure you heard of that, like battle rap, where somebody would rap, you know, and you would try to compete with them to make your rap better. You know, and that's how I got started in the street. And when that started off, I started trying to, you know, improve on my craft by actually performing for a crowd to see, you know, the response. So the only way to get to that crowd was to go to these showcases. That's how I got started.
Well, I seen a real neat, it was on YouTube. It was a couple singers on a corner. I don't know what set it was, but there was like four different artists, and they were doing their raps and then see if the other one do better, and they actually went on for a good hour between these four guys and seeing who was doing the best, and they were raking it in. All I saw was people kept on dropping stuff into their box.
Yep, and that's how, tell you the truth, that's how hip-hop got started in its entirety. Like, that's exactly how this genre of music got started.
Yeah,
you know?
And the neatest thing, some of their instruments that these guys come, the ideas that they come up with, the plastic buckets, and cans, how they were able to think of the ways that these things could make the sound. There was a thing on Right This Minute, the TV show that we watch, and I noticed that this guy was using PVC pipe and made a saxophone out of normal household piping that they use for water.
Wow, that's originality, man. That's incredible. That's originality.
It sounded like a real clarinet, a woodwind instrument. It really sounded like it.
Yeah. You know, before we had all of this, you know, I'm sure that's what they did 400, 500, 600 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
The guys out of the Blue Ridge Mountains. They were using the washboards to make a noise, and cans I forget the name of it, but there were so many neat things that a lot of people don't realize that make a sound, and that's how they got these ideas to make up. And now with the electronics, you wouldn't believe the capabilities of they could do.
Yeah, and that's exactly what hip-hop is. Of course, with the combination of different genres of music, where we borrow from jazz, we borrow from blues, borrow from rock, alternative rock, and just put them all together and make up one sound, one particular sound, which is like, it's the hip-hop sound that's created from that. Instrumental-wise. Then you put, you know, spoken word on it, and you have a rap song. That's basically what it is. It's a bunch of stuff put together.
On your music that you got right now, I noticed that you got these three songs that you submitted here. is there any other songs that you have? And if these listeners are tuned in, you can give us a call, 619-393-2902. You're welcome to ask any questions or anything. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, do you have an album or anything that that they could be able to purchase, like on iTunes or Amazon or something?
Okay, I don't, as of right now, I don't have an album, but I have these songs are going to be on a future album that I'm going to put out in June. I don't have a date for it yet, but it will be available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and all the digital outlets, you know, for purchase. And it will also be available for streaming on maybe a SoundCloud, Audio Mac, and such. But, yeah, that should be coming out in June.
I'd like to get a copy of it, too, and maybe to do as a giveaway in the near future when it does come out.
Yeah, I would send it to you. Matter of fact, I would send it to you.
I definitely greatly appreciate it because now dealing with me getting these connections, all of a sudden it's just coming out of the woodwork. And that has to be right, it has to be right when I'm going on vacation too. So it's just crazy. Yeah. And I can't argue about taking off when it's a government paid vacation.
Oh, hey, as much vacations you can take, you should take them.
I agree.
You know, that's what we all work for.
Well, if you were lived up closer to here, I would have taken you because I was able to, if I wanted, I could have brought two other people with me.
Oh, man. I live all the way in Maryland. It's kind of like way out.
I know. Well, it was so unexpected that he called me up Monday morning, said, are you still interested in hearing what the Marines go through for basic training or doing an interview? I said, yes. He goes, well, what about this idea? You're going to Paris Island. I said, and am I going to be able to film it? He goes, yes, you could.
Oh, man.
And I'm actually also going to be on the firing range, too.
Oh, man. You're going to have fun, man. You're going to have a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah, especially when the firing range. The last time I actually got behind the M16A2 was in 2002 to actually go to a live fire. So it's been a little while since I actually held one. And the one thing I talked to the drills, recruiter, I said, yeah, and you have to make sure you push and lock the forward assist. And he goes, so he's like, you really do know about the M16? I said, yeah, I've seen somebody not lock it and get hit in the face when they're shooting it. What that forward assist does, it locks the bolt, so it will it will keep the every time the cartridge gets ejected, that forward assist holds it up, so it's able to return. And if you don't lock it, that the bolt could come completely out. And with that. You get hit in the face, and I've seen a guy break his nose because of that little metal bar of 3 inches.
Right.
But, I'm going to get you into the next song. It's Far From Glorious.
Yep, Far From Glorious, featuring Darius Wally, a friend of mine.
Can you explain a little bit about it before we, and can you announce it?
Well, this song is really about, it's just an, I'm just paying homage to, you know, to Notorious B.I.G., who was an artist from the 90s, who I was influenced by, you know, and he put out a lot of hit records and a lot of really, you know, really classic records. And you know, I just wanted to pay homage to him, and I made this song just, you know, talking about how great he was, basically.
Okay. And
yeah.
Go ahead and announce it.
You checking out Screw, and this is Far From Glorious featuring my man Darius Wiley.
Hey, what I strive for, take me back to 9-4. Chris Wallace, where he was ready to die for. You know my story is far from glorious. Talk big suit, I gotta be notorious. I gotta be notorious. Talk big suit, I gotta be notorious. Work that,
yeah.
Surf that,
yeah.
Get back, music with a top back.
Yeah.
Dream killer said I like hubcaps.
Right.
5 seconds stuck on his crap. Billion stakes, I try to touch that.
Touch that.
Tell them gatekeepers gonna fall back.
Fall back.
New money,
new money,
new bitches,
new honey,
new 50.
New 50.
Too fat like two niggas. Pull up on that beat like you ride with me. Talk a bitch like I'm new biggie.
New biggie.
Pushing caprice like a Stu Bentley. New Bentley, new Bentley. Swerve on the shit like a Stu Bentley. New Bentley, new Bentley. Talk a bitch like I'm new biggie. Living for my game, never miss when I aim. Niggas run up on me, they gon' catch up with the flames. Fuck on my back, it's the whip for my name. But this train ain't getting off a track until I say. Rappers get their feelings caught up in this trash. But how could you not when they blame us for everything?
Yeah.
Gun violence, I mean everything.
Yeah.
Funny y'all would act so hippie sin.
But that's okay, as long as I get paid to my thing. Yeah. I'ma smoke it, I'ma drink it till them start to go insane.
Oh, yeah.
And take me a few steps back to get me off of this plane.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going out with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
Story is far from glorious. Talk big suit. I gotta be notorious. I gotta be notorious. Talk big suit. I gotta be notorious. You know my story is far from glorious. Talk big suit. I gotta be notorious. I gotta be notorious. Talk big suit. I gotta be notorious.
Visionary, rock Chevy, two bitches, too crazy, fight with Henny, cause I took a lot of shit up the goose. She trash at a telly on her birthday suit. Damn, DC, shawty,
it's the truth.
Gotta love it, a brick to a house, gotta cut it. Got my thoughts racing through my brain like a stampede. Gotta get it, you press off the limelight, I'm pressed off a DJ. Bands,
bands, bands.
We just leaving for the day, we don't make no plans. Try to establish a brand,
brand, brand.
Talk about the bridge at the beginning, but then can't count that in one hand.
One hand.
How you figure got the game in a chokehold, but you ain't got no stand.
No stand.
Goddamn. Run through these streets like a stand up guy. For what I believe in, now I'm going down. But expectancy for us is so low. That's why these suckers ain't letting us fly. 30 plus, crying over 10 years. Blood, sweat, and the tears I cry. When you wanna stick me for my paper, damn,
damn, damn. But that's okay, as long as I get paid to my thing,
yeah.
I'ma smoke it, I'ma drink it till them starts to go insane,
yeah.
And take me a few steps back to get me off of this plane.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going out with a bang,
oh, yeah.
I'm going out with a bang, yeah.
You know my story is far from glorious. Talk big suit, I gotta be notorious. Gotta be notorious. Talk big shit, I gotta be notorious. You know my story is far from glorious. Talk big shit, I gotta be notorious. I gotta be notorious. Talk big shit, I gotta be notorious.
Find more information about Huck Smartphone News Radio and the Weekend Remix at nhcbba.com.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget. is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Vulcan became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINE. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Okay, you tuned in to an interview with Crew. Is that correct again?
Crew.
Crow? Like a crow
no,
as
crew.
A... Okay.
No, crew. Just say like it's crew with an F. Like you're saying... Like if you're saying fool, you know what I'm saying? Just add R to it. Like crew, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all good, man. It's cool, man.
One of the things, whoa, I didn't see this part. I saw that something that happened to you in 2007. Would you be able to explain this a little bit?
Okay, I was on my way to a studio session. I was recording an album, an independent album. Something I was going to release on my own independent label. And the first song I was about to record, I was on my way to a session, and I got hit by a tractor trailer, man, like the 18-wheeler. I don't remember if I was trying to switch lanes. Oh, I don't know what happened, but I got hit by this big tractor trailer. I made it. I had no scratches on me, you know. And, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That was one of those things that happened that, you know, kind of make me actually want to pursue a lot more because I feel like I'm still here for a reason. It could have been over that night.
Somebody was definitely watching over you. Just say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
My car was like completely totaled. Like it looked like a golf cart. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow.
Totaled. Yeah. And I had a friend of mine with me in the front seat too. He was out of it. He was like passed out. I don't know what I'm gonna tell this guy's grandmother, man, if he really passed if you need if something really happened to him. But yeah. It was a horrible experience. But I'm grateful. Well, I'm grateful I'm still here.
Definitely God was watching over you, just say that.
Yeah. I believe so.
The one question, when you get this album made, are you doing any new shows or occurrences in the near future?
Yes, I will be. As of right now, we're setting up the shows, you know. I want to get the project out first before I start doing these performances, you know, to build up.
Definitely understand
project.
That.
Yeah. So we are.
One of the things I want to definitely ask you is, say somebody wants to keep up with what's going on with you and your career, or say when the album's coming out. I know you spoke about it earlier. We're already an hour into the show. Wow. Time flies.
That's cool.
How would they be able to get a hold of you or even look up what's going on? Like I know you said you got a Facebook page. Do you keep up with so that people can get a hold of you or talk about what's going on with your album? Do you note it down on Facebook or on your Twitter a lot?
Yes, I do, and I have a website. I have a website, and it's called voiceofthestruggle.com. You can find everything on there about me, everything, release dates, projects, previous projects I put out. I put out a project last year, 2013. It's called I'm Going Back, and it's like a it was like a mixtape. It was hosted by DJ Superstar Jay. He's from New York, and if you go on voiceofthestruggle.com, you can find everything about me. That's my website, and you can see everything that I've done up to this point, dating back 2006, 2005.
Okay, and I know this is your I'm taking away from your weekend from your family, and I apologize on that. I know you got this one other song before we run out for the day, and then I'm gonna have to go on to my other show on Spreaker.
Okay,
which, I'm behind in, I'm behind 2 hours on that show right now. This show will be rebroadcast next weekend on Spreaker. So it won't be rebroadcasted today because it has to compile and I need to clean it up because Blog Talk Radio don't really edit their broadcast to be mainstreamed. I do live stream right from my home on the other show, and actually is in high definition, so it don't sound here on Blog Talk Radio. You hear it through your telephone or on your computer, but it actually is not high definition audio, so I had to edit it through Adobe to clean it up and make it sound better. But this other song that you got is called Kings. Can you explain a little bit about it?
Well, King is basically a song where I'm talking about because hip-hop music is based on competition. It's based on a lot of competition. We just fighting for that number one spot, and we fight. Everybody is fighting to be on top, and everybody is fighting to get have the most money, the most women, the most, you know, whatever's going on, the number one spot. You know, and I just figured that how about all of us being in the top number one spot, you know, and pursuing this craft together instead of trying to, you know, separate ourselves and try to compete against each other and whatnot. Because in other genres, they don't do that. They don't compete like in rock and blues and jazz music and all that. You don't see artists trying to be better than this such and such and all that. So I just made a song about, you know, how about we all be kings in our own genres or whatever, in our own fields of whatever we do. You know what I'm saying? Besides competing with everybody else. And that's how I came up with that song.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're talking about there. It's like the you hear more overseas DJs, the techno, the electric ones where they compete against each other, try to outrun their remixes better than the other. I definitely understand that. You don't really hear that with the pop, like Kelly Clarkson. You do hear a little bit with Rihanna with some of the hip-hop. Not hip hop, but
she's a little bit of that because she comes from hip hop, so of course she's gonna have that competitive nature, you know. She's birthed from that, so she's gonna have that.
You definitely hear it in with Pitbull.
Oh, of course, Pitbull started off as a rapper.
Oh, I know, and I'm being honest. I'm sorry to say, he is one of the kings.
Yeah, he is.
And straight out, he's one of the kings that I definitely would love to meet someday, but I don't think that's gonna ever happen for me.
Oh, hey man, don't look at it like that. It might happen. You never know. You never know. Anything is possible.
If you put it in the right hands, you definitely look that way.
Yeah, everything is possible. I wouldn't rule that out. You never know.
Someday, if you're ever up this way, maybe we'll meet you also if you're ever up towards the Pocono area.
Yeah. If I'm ever around there. Yeah, I'm definitely come up there and holler at you, man.
Yeah, I know. They just opened a casino here, Mount Airy, that used to be just a golf course. Now it's a full-line casino, and they're doing stand-up musicians, and they have all different types of singers and stuff here. So maybe you come up this way, or even towards Allentown, Easton area. They do that. They have stuff also, and a casino there, and they even have the fairgrounds. It sounds crazy. They had a hip hop group and a rapper there during their one of the fairs, the county fairs.
That's cool. I would like to be a part of something like that. Yeah, I would like to be a part of something like that. Yeah.
Well, give us. You just talked about your song Kings. Well, why don't you introduce it and we'll go right into it.
All right, this is Kings by Fruit.
Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh.
That's before I deliver, make you a believer.
Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I can picture it, bruh.
That's before I deliver, make you a believer.
My criticize me for thinking what's next. Am I supposed to live my life in circles and regret? The same success is so far-fetched. From low-income housing to pushing a Corvette. That's living my nigga. Us living like kings, I could picture it. Everybody dreams, but you gotta deliver. You a pimp or a hustler. All that money in the world couldn't take that with you. Get your principles right, get your family right. Cause nothing else matters in this fast-paced life. See, I dream too big, I see you think too small. With all the pitfalls, you should be trying to make it out, dog. Selling yourself short, that's why nobody respects you, dog. I took every opportunity they gave me, dog. We got the same shit, why you still complaining, dog? See, I changed, I was just trying to evolve. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh.
That's before I deliver, make you a believer.
Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. That's that I heard every day. Get up and make your way. Put your hands together, pray for that's gonna come your way. God help those who help they self, though. Either way, I don't do too much, I just follow my own pace. That's the world we live in, my face you spit in. Every time I stick my neck out, I get a whipping. The happiest I ever been is when I ain't give a f. You work so hard for this. Call it luck, but luck is the best. Do a skill, even kill. Running this life race, the reason I can't sit still. Y'all wouldn't understand, I come from such a dark place. Took so many L's, but still I show face. You put your perfect, you organize my resilience. Caught up in the hype, missing the message I be drilling in. They're gonna put you on trial, try to live a better life though. Crazy, you thinking you're gonna make it out like Michael. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh.
That's before I deliver, make you a believer.
Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh. Living like kings, I could picture it, bruh.
That's before I deliver, make you a believer.
Yeah. Us living like kings, I could picture that. New king, baby. African king, baby. Yeah. Best believe that. Believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
on the ground. It's what we say when our soldiers are deployed to protect our freedom abroad. But now the bravest men and women among us need our boots on the ground. Military veterans are twice as likely to fall victim to ALS, the fatal neurodegenerative disease that robs them of the power to use their legs. Hold someone close, eat a solid meal, and simply say, "I love you," before ultimately losing the ability to breathe. Most often, they remain aware and alert to the world around them as their bodies gradually shut down and die. You don't need to know a veteran with ALS to know it must be stopped, and that those affected need your support. Join the ALS Association's Walk to Defeat ALS and help us find treatments and a cure for Lou Gehrig's disease. Find a walk near you at walktodefeatals.org.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Find more information about Huck Smartphone News Radio and the Weekend Remix at NHCBBA.com.
Okay, you tuned into the Huck Smartphone News Radio interview. And I just want to say, man, this was a great episode here. And again, I just want to say thank you for your time, especially on this Saturday, the day before Easter. I know you're probably going to be doing quite a bit of running around, going to different family members this tomorrow and Sunday, right?
Yeah, I will.
Well,
it was nice talking to you too, man. You know,
you're welcome to give me a call back. You're welcome to come back onto my show anytime. That's okay. One thing I can say, especially when your new album comes out. If you want to announce it or talk about it prior to the release, I would love to bring you back on here and. And then maybe even do a giveaway during your episode.
Sure.
And even talk about the day prior to it or the week prior. We need to announce it and get everyone out here, all of your supporters, and get them online and talk to them and do the full 2 hours of just talking to your fans.
Yeah, I would love to do that. We'll talk about it.
Well, before we hang up and call it a day, I'd like you to give out your information again to your listeners for them to contact you and get a hold of you, and also any phone numbers if they would like to call you or if they need a call through a agent or somebody to schedule you to do a gig or something.
Okay. You can reach me on Twitter, and my Twitter is twitter.com/FruisHere. It's FruisHere. Same as Instagram, FruisHere. Facebook/FruMusic. And you can reach me on my website too, voiceofthestruggle.com. If you want to book me for a gig or for a feature, you can reach me on my email. That's FRUDADON@yahoo.com. I'm gonna say it again. FRUDADON@yahoo.com. Man, peace and love.
Okay. Yes. And if anyone's listening right now and you want to be able to keep tuned in to our show, we are going to go live on Spreaker. And all they need to do is type in thehawksnr.com, thehawksnr.com, and you'll be able to go straight to our Spreaker episode. Also, if they wanted to come in and be able to listen to any of our Blog Talk Radio episodes, like with Sarah Lena, she's a new upcoming pop singer. And I definitely say she's equal to Taylor Swift and Kelly Clarkson. She just released an album this year, this past month. I got to interview her, one of her first interviews within the United States. And I just want to say congratulate her on her brand new album. And all you need to do is type in btr.thehawksnr.com. Yes, btr.thehawksnr.com. And if anyone wants to submit music to our show, all you need to do is type in submit, submit, underscore music, submit, underscore music, at thehawksnr.com. And you're welcome to be able to submit any of your music or anything that you would like us to hear and see if we'd be interested in maybe doing a future interview or episode of The Hawk, Smartphone News Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. This is your DJ Hawk and crew here on The Hawk. I just want to say thank you again for calling in and letting us take some time out of your day, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you, man. Same to yours, and have a safe trip on that vacation you're about to take, man. Have fun.
Oh, definitely. And if anyone's interested in tuning in about that, we will be putting stuff on YouTube, and it'll be under The Hawk SNR on YouTube. We will be posting some of the our occurrences, or whatever you say, our travels through the Marines on NHCBBA.com. NHCBBA.com. I know it's not smartphone, but we'll be taking pictures from our smartphone on some of the new recruits going through their daily occurrences for basic training. So just stay tuned, and you'll be able to see more here on The Hawk, Smartphone News Radio. You have a great night, great day.
You too.
Be safe. Always, always remember, do not text and drive. It's the law. And also, it's a dangerous one because there's a lot of accidents. And please, remember, don't drink and drive. Have a designated driver, especially on this holiday.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you on Spreaker. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.